this town.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we're sinking ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump said it could mean higher prices for Americans in the short term, but matching tariffs to what other countries charge will correct what he calls an unfair system.
I have decided, for purposes of fairness, that I will charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them, no more, no less.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com.
This is very Trump-like in the sense that it gives an opportunity and a process to engage in some deal-making, and it takes the somewhat softer approach in not imposing the tariffs right away.
Trump has used the threat of tariffs as a tool to negotiate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as the nation's health secretary, and he accused the nation's health institutions of stealing the health of our children.
Our plans are radical transparency and returning gold standard science to NIH, to FDA, and CDC, to ending the corruption, ending the corporate capture of those agencies, getting rid of the people on those panels that have conflicts of interest.
The nomination of Kash Patel to be FBI director was advanced in the Senate today. Linda McMahon, Trump's choice to be education secretary, was asked at her confirmation hearing about Trump's desire to shutter the department. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
Trump has talked often on the campaign trail about gutting the Department of Education. We have seen Elon Musk talk about not only reforming, but slashing Department of Education funds. So there is a big question about what this department that she wants to lead would actually look like.
75,000 federal workers did take the buyout offer from the Trump administration, as Nancy Cordes reports.
What we're still waiting to find out is, who are these workers? What kinds of jobs do they hold, and what will it mean that you've got 3% of the federal workforce basically retiring en masse?
Those who did not take the offer are at risk of being fired. A federal judge in Baltimore today temporarily blocked Trump's executive order restricting gender-affirming care for transgender teens. Heavy rain in California, in areas devastated by the recent wildfires, could create major problems, as Cara Fenstrom reports from Los Angeles.
There are big worries about potential mudslides, and a little earlier today, we were up in a hillside community where officers were taking bullhorns and going up and down the streets, letting folks know they are under mandatory evacuation orders.
Authorities say a highway crash near Portland, Oregon, in whiteout conditions caused a more than 100 vehicle pileup. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Here we snow again. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tomorrow night and runs through Saturday morning. This time, the National Weather Service says anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, maybe more. The city of Racine continues under a snow emergency with parking restrictions in place, while Kenosha has lifted its emergency. People are being reminded to clear snow from around fire hydrants, keep furnace exhausts clear, and to follow parking rules to help snow removal. Some folks will need to find a new fabric supplier. As part of a restructuring, Jo-Ann Fabrics is closing 16 locations in Wisconsin. That's about 70% of the stores in the state. The Racine store is on the closing list. Through our partnership with the Racine County Eye, high school sports are covered. Listen to coverage with the WRJN Game of the Week, then read about the recap and go deeper with the teams online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The city of Racine is currently hiring lifeguards. They're looking to staff up North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. It's a starting pay of around $20 an hour. There's more about how to apply on the city of Racine's website. A homegoing service has been planned for Racine City Council member Molly Jones. She passed away last week. The service is scheduled for Saturday. The event will honor her contributions and legacy in the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks
Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brooke Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and cold for tonight, a low near zero, wind chill to 15 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some snow showers developing by the afternoon, continuing all the way into Saturday. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches, winter weather advisory issued. Currently it's 17 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song that might have been influenced a little bit by Eleanor Roosevelt. And some of the lyrics support this theory. Some of the lyrics are, "We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes." Roosevelt was a female rights and black rights activist. Also, this lyric, "Going to the candidates' debate, laugh about it, shout about it. When you've got to choose, every way you look at it, you lose." From 1968, it's Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson on WRJN.
tells you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please. This is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-coo-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus tells you more than you will know.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain, WRJN, good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. You know, farming's still big here in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke in her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings 5 till 6, and reports throughout the day so you can keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
want a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Want a sheet on
or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Want a sheet on
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
want a sheet on it with Bounce.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news.
WRJN.
Local news, Timeless Hands, WRJN. What's for dinner tonight? Is it pizza? Yeah, Americans love pizza, right? In fact, we consume about 100 acres of pizza a day, which translates to about 350 slices per second. 93% of Americans indulge in pizza at least once a month, and pizza delivery sales account for about 60% of the total pizza market in the U.S. And on average, each American enjoys about 46 slices per year. It's WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He recaps the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and has on-site reporting with the Packers, too. He's on every hour weekday. See the entire sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's another winter weather alert. This one is an advisory for now, with the National Weather Service saying between 2 and 5 inches tomorrow night into Saturday. Plow crews from across southeastern Wisconsin have been working nonstop now for more than a day. The city of Racine continues under a snow emergency with parking restrictions in place, while Kenosha has lifted its emergency. People are being reminded to clear snow from around fire hydrants, keep furnace exhausts clear, and to follow parking rules to help snow removal. More snow is coming, the latest coming up in the forecast. If you got caught slacking, don't get scammed. Melissa Kay has more about floral fraud.
Turning to online florists for last-minute orders may seem like the answer if you wait too late, but you may end up with a disappointing arrangement or no flowers at all. The scams can play out in multiple ways, but the end result is always frustration and sometimes stolen personal and payment information. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau recommends you research the seller, read customer reviews, verify the seller's contact info, check that the website is secure, use secure payment methods such as a credit card, and understand order placement and delivery timelines, among other tips.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and cold for tonight, a low near zero, wind chill to 15 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some snow showers developing by the afternoon, continuing all the way into Saturday. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches, winter weather advisory issued. Currently we're at 15.
Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down cry for 100 years.
Spoke. We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back with Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds and Don't Pull Your Love on WRJN. A study found that reading fiction boosts your emotional intelligence. Led by a University of Rochester psychologist, the research reviewed 14 previous studies on the relationship between reading fiction and empathy. The conclusion it came to will cheer book lovers everywhere. Compared to reading nonfiction or not reading at all, reading fiction produced a small statistically significant improvement in social cognitive performance. In short, the sum total of science on the subject says reading fiction really will make you a nicer and more empathetic person.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
Young people speak in their minds. I get meeting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we want you to help us welcome Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. He brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2, and he's got that great podcast, too, where you can hear interviews and stories with some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars. The podcast is called the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Podcast, and you can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Sweet love and devotion, deeply touching.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways, I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, you're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. I bet you Don's going to have some tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour, which is coming to the State Fair August 10th. What is the Happy Together Tour? Well, it's some of your favorite artists, including the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. It's all on August 10th at the State Fair, and your chance to win those tickets. Coming up tomorrow morning with Don Rosen between 6 and 9 on WRJN.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy. So you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Nope. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
W-R-J-N. I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, "Hey, hurry, love. Oh, you just have to wait." She said, "Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and we'll check in with Chris Morrow. He'll have more timeless hits on the way. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious. Say hello.
see what you do with me. When you don't believe a word I say, but don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump has signed an executive order slapping reciprocal trade tariffs on products from any nation that imposes tariffs on U.S. goods. Linda Kenyon has the story.
The president says this will level the playing field for those nations, he says, that have treated the U.S. unfairly.
If they have a tariff and then they complain that this is too high, all they have to do is reduce their tariff or not charge it.
But the tariffs don't kick in right away. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says there's probably a reason for that.
This is merely a prelude to bilateral trade negotiations with the affected countries.
Adding it's too soon to talk about the impact tariffs will have on inflation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was sworn in today as the Health and Human Services Secretary.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
Kennedy praised President Trump and suggested many health institutions should meet the same fate as USAID, which Trump has targeted with cuts.
He stood up to it with a masterstroke. And we want to do the same thing with the institutions that are stealing the health of our children.
Cash